Lost discs. Radio.
We get your message, Dad.
I mean, think about it. You're ugly and you're doughy and you're bursting with love like some kind of rancid wedding cake that was left out in a terrible rainstorm by a drifter who's smelly named Hank, who lives in a storm drain and he wears 5 pairs of pants, even though it's summertime and he'd be much more comfortable wearing 5 pairs of shorts.
Well, here we are once again, top of the hour, folks. Just trying to get the levels right for a change, you know? But you're in the right place, you know, if you don't mind the feedback and all the poor audio. It is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you at the top of the hour for another hour of the insanity, folks. Dr. Dog Brown is in the house.
Yeah, and I would, you know, poor audio, you mean poor audio record-wise or poor audio?
Just basically on everybody's microphone except yours.
Except mine.
Doc.
Somehow. Right. I was going to say I take exception to that.
Well, you demand use of that golden microphone.
Right.
And that golden throne there of yours, so.
It's correct. It is golden, actually. It's kind of polyester, but it's golden in color.
Yes, and... Joe Stacks, who can't afford such things, is on the phone line out of the smoky city itself, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Joe.
That's right. Hi, everybody. Greetings from Pittsburgh. Day 2 of the Arts Fest, and no inclement weather in sight.
All right. Very exciting, folks. We're going to let the out-of-sight sounds of Denny Mello kind of ease us into this episode. So just stand by. Denny Mello, right off the Blue Bell. Now watch out there. See, that's the Blue Bell Records label. All right, if anybody cares. And come on, face it. He's beating Dwayne Eddy at his own game, Doc.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I mean?
I do.
Right?
I really don't.
Right, come on. You grew up, you're listening to those Dwayne Eddy records.
Those little riffs there. Yeah.
You think you're into some hot shit, right? And then you're discovering guys like Link Wray and Dick Dale, who did it better.
Right.
Well, here's a guy that you never knew. This was like a teenage kid.
Really?
This was like some punk teenage kid. He was like 15 years old, this guy, Denny Mello, when he wrote and recorded these songs. And that was Wailin' Guitar by Denny Mello.
Well,
okay, I'm just saying. I don't know anything else about the guy. I don't know, you know, obviously he couldn't break through because he didn't have a lawyer. on his side.
Is that his real name, you think?
See, that's just exactly. We don't know. I don't even know a real year on that song, to be honest. It's got to be like early 60s, though.
Wow.
Kind of action. Okay, with that whole twangy guitar thing there.
I thought it was still just like the intro music to the show.
See, now, if he would have called it a twangy guitar, I think Duane Eddy could have sued him on this with that kind of that sound there. Wait, Joe, what?
Playing his electric twanger?
well, you would know, Doc, over there on that. On that golden vinyl seat of yours. Now, all right, we need to keep things moving on, but before we do, you know, speaking of punks, we got some punks in the studio. Doc, go ahead, name them.
Well, hey, it's been a long while, but we've finally got Doc Navy, the long lost Doc Navy Blue here in the studio.
Sharing the golden throne with my long lost brother here. Yes, this is me, Doc Navy Blue, back in action. You okay there? Looks like you gave yourself a shiner pulling your golden microphone out of the stand there. You okay? You gonna be all right?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Are you gonna be able to, you're gonna be able to carry on?
I only need my voice. I don't need my eyes.
Okay. And along with
you'll
me,
you'll go blind, Doc.
With go that ahead, electric dude. Twanger of yours. Anyway, back to seriousness. We've also brought another contributor to the show. Governor Why Not is actually gracing us with his presence tonight.
Yes.
Off the campaign trail, hot and ready, and looking for your votes.
All right. Now, Governor Why Not is used to using the microphone, so at some point we're going to have to let him help us out here tonight. Governor Why Not.
Good day. Good day, Lost Discs.
Wow, he's making the scene there, folks.
He is.
Your first time in the studio, Governor. We just want to know what you're going to do if you're elected into office.
It's a good question. Maybe hand out some pills for all those paranoid freaks out there?
Yes. We could use that. Yes. If you want to get in touch with them, go ahead, send them an email. Tell them the email, Governor.
Lost Discs Radio. Discs with a C.
Yes.
I think I got that.
Yes.
At yahoo.com.
Right, and we have one in. This is somebody you know. This is Geezer Mountain shouting back in. He wants to say hi to the governor. Why not? See, so people following you on their campaign trail and following you on this particular whistle stop.
Here.
Tonight, you dig? All right, so here we go. We're going to have to keep moving it on now with the show, Governor. So stay tuned and stay near that microphone.
Kissing hands and shaking.
Because we're going to send this one out to the bowling league tonight, speaking of popping pills. Right? Here comes one. The bowling league exclusively. I lost this radio. Speaking of paranoia.
Now listen, me mateys. There's something amiss. Contained in the body of that everlasting fish. His silken smooth skin conceals his evil gut. It spans the two oceans of In God We Trust. Around the horn of a world that couldn't care, our brave men tried, then the coxswain gave a wail. This monster loomed, a beast of hate and fear, a demon that the devil holds so near. The great white whale comes a crashing through the night, and he don't care if you're black or white. The great white whale comes a crashing through the night. The great white whale comes a crashing through the night. Woo!
And hate's got a fleet, and fishes have scales, Lord, we'll never be free. So sail out all ye hearties, with lamps upon your hand. We're gonna drive that whale right out of mother's land. Yeah, the great white whale comes a crashing through the night, and he don't care if you're black or white. The great white whale comes a crashing through the night, and he don't care if you're black or white. The great white whale comes a crashing through the night, and he don't care if you're black or white.
Lost this radio.
Jimmy, I'm sure it is.
Well, a few days later, Jimmy stood up and shouted,
"Take it easy."
Maybe it's the microphone in the studio that's intimidating him.
Well, let me tell you one thing, son.
Your place for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
And it is happening now.
The light may hurt our eyes, but then the ocean's edge can't hold the sun from sinking, girl, better run. The groovy days slip by too soon. The morning sun plays tag with the moon. The sun's a flower, and if you care, I'll pick a wreath for your hair. We can go out and I'll walk beside you. I'll even kiss you and you won't cry. We'll walk along with my hand to guide you. The sun's so high. Ice cream cones and lemonade. The day's too nice to waste in the shade. Sea so blue and grass so green. We're sharing our summer dream. Go out and I'll walk beside you. I'll even kiss you and you won't cry. We'll walk along with my hand to guide you. The sun's so high. I'll even kiss you and you won't cry. We'll walk along with my hand to guide you. The sun so high,
sun so high,
sun so high,
sun so
high,
sun so high,
sun so
sun so
sun
so
sun
so
sun so
sun
so. Say, is it possible to serve a low-budget meal the family will really enjoy? Of course not.
More music, more music, more music, more music, more music, more music.
She's got a beautiful face. She's got a luxury place. She's got a diamond ring. She's got everything. So why? Does that girl cry? I'll tell you the reason she's blue, 'cause she lost you. Man, that girl gets around. She goes all over town. She's got money galore. She's got boys by the score. So why does that girl cry? I'll tell you the reason she's blue, 'cause she lost you. Yeah, no, it's not my.
Okay, how about the Out of Sight Sounds of the Zephyrs? Okay, on the Rotate Records label. Yes. Yes, we have the 45. And yes, that was a Bubbling Under hit. It hit the Bubbling Under charts in April of 1965. Got as high as number 109. You dig? You see what I'm saying?
For our show, that's pretty that's pretty high.
I'm just saying, it got some regional chart action somewhere to push it into the Bubbling Under, but it just couldn't crack through the Hot 100. Before that, it was the One-Eyed Jacks, okay, with The Sun So High, there on the White Cliffs label. See, trying to do a little bit of summertime action for you, Doc.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'm saying.
Thanks.
And we kicked it off with the Rainbow Press, as a matter of fact, with the Great White Whale on the Mr. G.
Oh, no, that was weird.
Mr. G Records label. Talk about, come on. That was a little bit of a paranoid track there.
Yeah, that.
Right,
yeah.
Governor? You're right, you're monitoring this type of thing, Governor.
Yeah, I am.
All right, so if you can get us a prescription, you know. Because we're listening to records like this, what do you expect? Joe?
Governor, you get you a pardon.
You do.
Doc gets you a prescription.
Doc's going to get us the RX. Governor's, right. The governor's
I'm in charge of
going to get us a pardon.
Prescriptions.
Very good. All right, so real quick, Joe, we've talked about Rainbow Press.
Actually, no, that's right. Doc Davey Blue is in charge of prescriptions, remember?
I can't keep up. I can't keep up. Joe, we've talked about Rainbow Press before, so I don't know. Do we? This one album of theirs is pretty good. I know they had two albums. What do you think?
Albums. Not much to say, really. I mean, obviously, Mr. G, a small label, maybe a private pressing, but decent, if not not exceptional.
Okay, so the One-Eyed Jacks. Now, this is on the White Cliffs Records label. I'm thinking these are Midwest guys. What do we know?
Yeah, well, rumor has it they came out of the Champaign, Illinois area. Cut that record on White Cliffs. Got a couple things picked up nationally on the Bang and Roulette labels as well.
Yeah. Okay. Then the Zephyrs now were a British group, right? This is pretty cool. These were like a zombie. By the way, the Zephyrs... We're going to send that one out to Babs and Slick, right? Because to me, that sounds like a zombies kind of a sound. What? Now, come on, why don't we know more about this group, Joe?
Well, this is another one of those solid groups that just never broke out. They put out something like half a dozen singles on the Decca and Columbia labels. They were produced by a top-of-the-line producer, a guy named Shel Talmy, who worked with The Who and The Kinks.
Oh, yeah.
And numerous others.
Yeah.
She's Lost You, with its flip, There's Something About You, which was a Columbia Records release in the UK, peaked on the British charts at number 48.
All right. So, yeah, very good.
By 65, between 63 and 65, half a dozen releases, and, then it was all over.
Wow. Well, I'm digging their sound there on that old Rotate Records label, 45, that we had. Okay, so, by the way, speaking of the emails there, real quick, Doc, it is coming in from Catasauqua tonight.
Oh, nice.
And we've got people out by the fire with marshmallows.
Are they eating waffles as well?
Marshmallows are smelting.
There's nothing like a waffle on a stick over the fire.
Waffle on a stick.
I wish I had a waffle on a stick. A waffle on a stick.
Doc, you remember the time that we were going to send one of our listeners a waffle through the mail.
And put a stamp on it.
Right? Because theoretically, you could put a stamp on anything, and it has to get delivered by the U.S. mail.
Because somebody told me they did that with a pancake.
Right. We're going to do it with a waffle.
We suggested a waffle.
Now, we never did that.
That's right. We didn't.
So the first new listener. Now, come on. All
right.
Throw it out. The first new listener that we've never heard from tonight.
Right.
It has to be someone getting us on shortwave radio. We're being... relayed on 5110 kilohertz upper sideband.
On the internet? No.
If you're getting it on a short wave.
All right, on the short wave.
We want to hear from you tonight, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, and we will send you a Lost Discs Radio waffle through the mail. Or at least we will try to.
We're going
to
try our best.
Okay, maybe we can send one to Riz, Todd, Les, Mike, Donna, Greg, Dan, Kaylee, Kylie. I came close. Maybe we can send one to... Here, we can edit it out later. Watch. Maybe we can send one to Riz, Todd, Les, Mike, Donna, Greg, Dan, Kylie, Jane, Ginny, and Wobbsy. That's Greg with two G's, by the way. Actually, it's Greg with three G's, if you think about All right, so here we go. Now,
sorry, you don't know my family's name.
Yes, I'm sorry. It was.
Well, there's a lot of them.
We'll never hear. Hey, you got to read that stuff fast, too. You know what I mean? And after a couple of beers, you're pronouncing people's names in certain ways. So don't take offense, folks. Here we go. It's time, Joe. Now it's time for this record on the Hush label. Very appropriate, because we're all running at the mouth here. So now it's time to hush
your mouth
on the turntable. And speaking of Leslie, this is a group called Jerry and Leslie. All right, so what do we know about these cats?
Well, Jerry and Leslie, a couple of, maybe, I don't know how many singles on the Hush label, but Jerry was a guy named Jerry Ralston, who was a song singer-songwriter, was in, you know, in the early folk rock scene, maybe, but got involved with Hush Records, co-wrote a big hit, Hey Little Girl, for the Syndicate of Sound. And I mean, he also wrote and recorded with Leslie Newton as Jerry and Leslie.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to hear this sweet little poppy number. What is this, like 65, 66, we're thinking, Joe?
Yeah, somewhere that's got to be about right. It has that feel. Yeah.
Well, it's going to feel like this. Exclusively tonight on Lost Disc Radio.
I like that girl. I like that.
Rock and roll has had it, Daddy-O.
What a hassle you put me in. 'Cause sometimes I lose and sometimes I win. If I could know, girl, just what's in your head. Is it love you're wanting? Something instead, but you take me home.
For a nickel apiece, and you could drink it till it run out your nose, and we did.
Well, what about LSD?
I'm not actually very proud of that, man. You know what that is? That's believe it or not, that's trying to be like a Louie Louie kind of answer song. That's King Louie's Glue is the name of that song, okay, by King Louie's Court, and it's on the Sticky Records label. Doc, it's on, where are you at?
Right here, man.
It's on the Sticky Records label. I want you to look at this records label.
Sticky?
I am not comfortable with this whole thing, and someday I'm putting that on the pole.
Sticky fingers?
What does that say?
Get stuck on sticky.
No, not salad.
Get stuck on sticky.
Get stuck on sticky.
Is what it says on the label.
Yeah, it looks like it's written in blood.
It's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what's up with this record. I don't want to know.
Oh, it's King Louie's Glue. That's why. It's like drippy glue.
Right. See, it's a whole novelty.
You sure it's not like a type of glue?
Freak beat thing.
Like a promotional?
You think this was like a... Oh wow! You
get stuck on sticky.
People aren't going to go out and buy the product after listening to that record. Come on.
What?
Anyway, so
wait a minute. Your shtick.
Now look, we got to move this.
Are you sticky?
We got to count down the pole. Before that,
get the sticky.
Before King Louis's court, it was the Racket Squad. Now stand by for this. It was the Racket Squad on the Jubilee label with Roller Coaster Ride. Oh, see, yeah. Chesty said we had to play that one for summertime. So there you go.
So we did.
Doc, what's your favorite coaster?
It used to be the Superman.
Huh? What?
But now they call it something else. Superman.
Where at?
What's the governor?
Where's that at?
At Riverside, but it's not Riverside anymore. Favorite roller coaster? Boulder Dash?
Yeah.
The Thunderbolt. Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash. Lake Compounds?
Lake Compounds.
Yep. Up here in Connecticut, yeah.
The Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt at the old Riverside. Wooden roller coasters.
Where's the old Riverside? What is that now?
I think it's corporate Six Flags now. Money vacuum.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Well, USA, man. And it was Jerry and Leslie kicked off that set, right? On the Hush label.
Well, beware of concussions when you're riding those coasters, man.
If I like that girl, see, that could have been a little lesbian thing there for you people with a fantasy that swing that way. All right, now we got to hurry up, man. We got to count down the poll, and Governor Why Not is going to do it for us.
Oh, nice.
Results. We got to count this down, and I got to cue up the record on the turntable, Governor. Here we go. Look at that. Real-time vinyl.
Wow.
Man, hold it. Wait a minute. Wow. I got problems with the turntable. All right. Over at our website, we got the record label poll. Right, folks, you should go vote at LostDiscsRadio.com. And here are the results from our last poll, coming in number 3.
Eldo with 0 votes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It didn't get any votes, and so I'm wondering if we should even play this record.
Well.
It got 0 votes. Do we play it or not? It didn't get any votes.
No votes, yeah. No play.
No votes, no play?
No votes, no play.
No one obviously likes it, so.
Come on, man. If it's that bad, I gotta know what it's like.
Eldo backwards is odal. If that means anything to anyone.
Play it backwards.
You wanna hear it backwards?
Yeah.
All right, we'll play this one a little bit backwards. How about it? Here we go.
Right.
Wait, we gotta do the countdown. Wow, it's a good thing we can edit this later, man. Here it comes.
Lost This Radio.
Super hit!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 3,
yeah, 3. The Eldo label, here it is backwards tonight. Hallelujah by H.B. Barnum. You wonder why people, click off the computer and stuff when we come on, Doc. All right. So there was third place on the poll. Here he goes. I'm just playing to the part that we played backwards, just the last, 30 seconds of it there. There you go. The first time in history, 0 votes. One of the labels, actually, nobody voted for that one. The Eldo label.
I can't imagine why.
Can you believe this? All right. So there. I hope that got the treatment it deserved. And we're getting ready to queue up the number 2 winner. Folks, in the meantime, you should be over. What are you doing? You should be over at the website right now voting on the new poll. Doc, give what's the website address, Governor?
Lost Discs Radio at Yahoo. Wait.
No, that's the email.
That's the email.
Just
the website.
Lost. Yeah.
LostDiscsRadio.com.
That's it.
Wow.
Spelled discs with a C. and here comes.
That's why he won the election.
Man, let me cue this one up. This is also an instrumental. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, now this will be number 2 on the poll.
This was Argo coming in with 13 votes at 34.21% of the vote. Argo.
All right.
Lost This Radio.
18 to 25 demographic.
Play super hit.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Do, do, do.
Cuban rock, folks. Suddenly the record's over. Yes, the Argo Records label. Okay, coming in number two on the poll. And let's just give it a correct information on that. That was Mike Simpson and his band, right? With a little instrumental called Cuban Twilight. Okay? And, okay. So, now we're getting ready for some excitement. This is going to be our number one thing. And, Governor, lay us on the results. I understand that we have a mandate on this one now.
Well, number one is Gizmo, 25 votes.
Yeah, but Stripe is challenging that, calling it caca. Don't get him wet.
Lost this radio.
The number you have reached, one, has been changed. The new number is two. Please make a note of it.
Well, Sandra, won't you give me a chance to prove I can romance? And if you do this for me, I'm sure that you will see. I love you so, girl, I want you to know.
Sandra, please give me a chance.
I walk you home every night. Oh, I never let you out of my sight. But still you won't let me in. I guess I haven't got a win. I love you so, girl, I want you to know.
Sandra, please give me a chance.
I follow you around all over town to see what you were putting down. But baby, all the while you never give a smile, and I acted just like a clown. Well, Sandra, won't you give me a chance to prove I can romance? If you do this for me, I'm sure that you will see. I love you so, girl, I want you to know.
Sandra, please give me a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Willie Zango, right? The slightly Squaresville sounds of Willie Zango on the Gizmo label, which is an indie label out of Arlington, Massachusetts, by the way. And apparently he was a regional guy up these ways. And that was, that was Sandro. We flipped it for you there. The number one winner on the poll at our website. Folks, go over to LostDiscsRadio.com and dig it now. Vote on the new record label out of the three that's up there for the one that you think is the hippest. You know, Lost Discs Radio, it's your republic, if you care to exercise your power. Okay? And speaking of power, Geezer Mountain emailed back in and said he doesn't want any of them paranoia pills, Governor. He wants some mushrooms if you've got them. He doesn't want the chemicals. He wants the natural stuff. Mr. Bill out of Boise, Idaho, coming in where he just got back from fighting a 73,000-acre skunk fire in eastern Arizona. It describes it as sort of being on the surface of the sun with vegetation on fire. Dig, and he's out there trying to get us on 5110 with his 45-foot long wire attached, but it just ain't working out. Okay, so let's just do it then. The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
No, baby. When I say tea, I mean orange pecan and pecan.
Hello, all out there in Radio Land. I picked some smooth sounds tonight of J.J. Cale. So you know this song by Eric Clapton, but you're going to find Cale is much better eating for you. I picked it because of the album cover, because who doesn't like... you want to describe that, Governor? Why not? Before we put this record on.
It's a... It's a gigolo raccoon with a pink outfit on, with a nice shirt underneath, and a
basset hound.
With a basset hound at its feet, with a nice little top hat on its knee,
and a cane.
And a cane.
Thanks. Play it.
No, just play it.
All right.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chug, lug, and shine. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang. Cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is on layback. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
Rockin'
Radio.
We play the best oldies you've never heard. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, well...
Thank you.
I saw a girl sitting all alone. When I got close, she turned to stone. I turned my head and looked away. Realized I had nothing to say.
Lost this radio.
I believe they keep you in equilibrium, and goodness knows in these days you need to be in equilibrium.
You can breathe, you can work, you can step, you can sew, but you bring
No, it's true.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
Frankly, Doctor, I wouldn't care to stay here with you. But if you run into trouble or you need extra supplies, you can always reach the base by radio.
Rockin'
radio.
See, you're sitting, you're thinking, nice. I know that voice. I know that really minor key, depressing sound. Yeah, that's Procol Harum from 1973 off of the Grand Hotel album with Toujours L'Amour on the old A&M label. Okay? You see?
That's a deep cut, man.
That's a deep cut. And before that, it was the Kinks. Man, speaking of deep cuts, on the Reprise label with Brainwashed. Okay, off the Arthur album, 1969. That's one that my brother sent to me. We finally got it on the air. Folks, and before that, it was Quill, okay, with a song called Too Late. And yes, we kicked off that set with J.J. Cale with his superior version of After Midnight, right? Let's just face facts, folks. another can of beer, baby.
Voice the freaking fracking face the facts, man.
Joe, I want you to say something about Quill, because so far as I know, these guys played Woodstock, but nobody knows anything about them, and nobody cares. What the heck?
Well, you know, they signed to a major label, Cotillion. They put out their one album in 1970. And you're right. I mean, they're also apparently from Massachusetts.
Ah, see?
With a couple of prep rockers. A couple of the guys in the band had been in a kind of a prep rock outfit called The Night in the mid-60s and before mutating into the more sophisticated sounds of Quill. But yeah, the only thing I can tell you is I can say that they did make a brief appearance at Woodstock. They're probably not on the film.
No.
I would be willing to bet. Kind of like the Poppers would at Monterey, but, well, that's my own hang-up.
Yes, we've noticed, Joe, and no offense to that. Well, what can I tell you, folks? That's going to wrap it up. But before we go, we got to give a shout-out to the King of Waffles who has emailed in tonight. Yes, we have heard in from the King of Waffles, and he said that he would send us a waffle with a stamp on it. Yes. Man, at a time like this, Doc, I wish we had the old P.O. box still active.
We love that.
And by the way, it's John H. Carver in Mid-North Indiana that emailed in tonight, getting a reasonable signal on 5110 kilohertz, right, for some upper sideband underground shortwave experience. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Here. Say it. Speak it.
Just a quick shout out to Geezer Mountain. Happy birthday, you old turtle, turning 102.
Yeah, they don't build them like that anymore. Folks, don't forget, if you're over at rockandradio.com, it is the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And, of course, the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, himself. And then his brother from another mother, Brian Phillips, with the electrophonic sound thereof. Right? That's at rockandradio.com, where our buddies put up with us. Right? So check them out when you're not over voting on our poll. And checking out our action at lostdiscsradio.com. Okay, stay out. If you're on the internet feed there, if you're on 5110, stick around for hour two. We will be on live until midnight Eastern time zone, folks. Thanks, Governor. Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Doc. Happy birthday.
It's Chesty. And good night, Weasley Steve.
Wherever.